Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Alright folks, welcome back to Nightly Calm, your daily dose of chill before you hit the hay. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, sometimes the day can feel like a marathon with a bunch of extra laps running for good measure. We're juggling work, relationships, responsibilities, you name it. It's enough to leave us feeling frazzled, right? But here's the thing. Before you let that stress spiral into your bedtime routine, we've got to hit pause and practice a little something called self-compassion. That's right, folks. You need to be your own best friend when it comes to winding down. Think about it, would you talk to your bestie the same way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not. So why are we so quick to dish up harsh criticism and judgment when it comes to ourselves? Listen up, because this is golden. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or ignoring your mistakes. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer a loved one going through a tough time. It's about acknowledging that you're human, you're going to mess up sometimes, you're going to feel overwhelmed sometimes, and that's totally okay. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that self-compassion before bed. 1. Recognize your inner critic. Ever notice that voice in your head constantly pointing out flaws or replaying mistakes? Well, it's time to call that voice out for what it is, a negative inner critic. Just because it's there doesn't mean you have to believe everything it says. You are not defined by your imperfections. 2. Shift your perspective. When those negative thoughts creep in, try reframing them with a more compassionate lens. Instead of saying I messed that up, try saying everyone makes mistakes and this is an opportunity to learn. Remember, setbacks are part of the journey. 3. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to become a meditation master overnight. It's simply about paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you notice stress or anxiety creeping in, take a few deep breaths and focus on the present moment. Maybe even try focusing on a calming sensation like the feeling of your feet on the floor or the coolness of a glass of water in your hand. 4. Engage in self-care. This is about doing things that genuinely nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a warm bath, reading a good book, listening to relaxing music, or spending time with loved ones, make sure you prioritize activities that bring you joy and peace. Remember, you deserve to be treated well. 5. Be patient with yourself. Cultivating self-compassion is an ongoing process, not a one-time fix. There will be days when you feel more compassionate than others, and that's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing, be kind to yourself along the way, and remember you're doing great. Now, let me share a real-world example with you. Imagine this. You're prepping for an important presentation at work. You spent hours researching, crafting slides, and rehearsing your speech. But as you get closer to your big moment, your anxiety starts to spike. Doubts creep in, what if I forget my lines? What if I mess up? Instead of letting those thoughts take over, try this. Take a deep breath, acknowledge your nervousness, it's totally normal. And remind yourself that you prepared well. You're capable and resourceful, and even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. Focus on delivering your best, be kind to yourself throughout the process, and remember everyone makes mistakes, including seasoned presenters. So there you have it, folks. Remember, self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for living a happy and fulfilling life. And trust me, when you treat yourself with kindness, your sleep will thank you for it. Before we sign off, remember to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra self-love in their lives. And leave us a review if you enjoyed the show. As always, sweet dreams and good night. I'll catch you tomorrow for another dose of Nightly Calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.